Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call and send that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Now, COVID-19, a double blow for chronic disease patients. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Uday Yadav, this PhD candidate in public health, Centre for Primary Health Care and Equity at University of New South Wales Medicine. On the line, very good morning, Uday. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm good, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. We're talking about COVID-19, a double blow for chronic disease patients. So that has created our people with chronic disease more vulnerable to COVID-19, which could be fatal, yes?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's very fatal. Like, if you see the worldwide picture, you see the mortality of the COVID-19, it's very much it's very much directed towards the people with the chronic disease, diabetes, heart disease, chronic respiratory disease, and the cancers.
So what do we need to do here to protect our people with chronic disease? I mean, they're behind the eight ball from the get-go. What can we do here, Uday?
Yeah, if you see, if you see the other people of their, chronic disease, they require, in this overwhelming situation, actually they require different level of the support from the family, from the community, and from the, government. But all this, whatever the support you are going to give them, those people, it should be very much contextual, because we cannot use the same approach for the, high-income countries or to the Aboriginal communities or to the others, marginalized communities. So for that community, I guess, the government should have, some sort of, comprehensive approach how to support those people. Though we know, the restrictions and the lockdown is good for COVID-19 kind of this fight, but at the same time, we need to provide all sorts of medical support, social support to the people who are suffering from those conditions.
And the number one medicine for our chronic disease patients, of course, is isolation because of COVID-19, yes?
Yeah, that's what I mean to say. If you see the COVID-19, it's the people are within lockdown, right? So they are suffering a lot, and they are isolated. And at the same time, they are the access to the medical services has been impacted around the globe, and particularly in Australia, if you see, there is a huge equity, inequality between the not Aboriginal Australians and Indigenous community. So I think, for that, I guess government need to have, some sort of, clear strategy for those people.
So healthcare must focus on prevention is what we're saying. So we need to do what we do to prevent the COVID-19 going to anybody, but especially our chronic disease patients, yes?
Yes. I mean, the preventive approach is very much universal to all the human beings. If you focus to the chronic disease patients, they need to be very much aware that they are very much risk of catching the COVID-19. And even if they catch the COVID-19, they are maximum risk of getting, losing their life because of the COVID-19, because they are already, their immunity is very low. And once you catch that could be the fatal. So it's better for those patients to, adopt all sorts of preventive strategy as much as they can. And at the same time, to get rid of this isolation and other things, government need to have some sorts of strategies to engage them in some social activities during this pandemic as well.
Exactly. We'll give them a continuation of life and normality as best as we can. COVID-19 pandemic, it has escalated into a syndemic. Is that the next step up in regarding a pandemic, is it?
Yeah, it's like the pandemic is very, like, you know, kind of the new concept in this COVID-19 era. And we try to look it from the different lens, because the researchers always try to think the things from the different lens. So in the pandemic means there's like different biological factors. It's not just the people are dying with the COVID-19. The COVID-19 interacts with the mental health issues, with the malnutrition, with the frailty, with the chronic disease, with the other like biological disease. And at the same time, if you see like at the socio-ecological factors, you know, there's lots of like, if you see the factors like the gender itself and the ethnicity and the violence, cultural practice, lack of empowerment or the education and the racism, urban planning as a whole, like government policy, supportive policies as well. In overall, all these factors interact. Yes. And that leads to the worst health outcomes.
Okay. Now then becomes a syndemic.
Like, yeah. Exactly. That's what we call the syndemic.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for sharing. So we're just a message out there to all Australians with chronic disease is to take care, and for carers to be aware of this yucky disease, COVID-19, the pandemic, because it could escalate, as you mentioned, to syndemic. So we need to look after our chronic disease patients. Our isolation, number one medicine we got at this point in time.
Yeah. I agree. Like, they should, like, focus on their own health at this time. And I guess the carers and the family members to prioritize the people with the chronic disease at this moment. And
yes,
they should provide huge loss of care as they were doing, like, compared to that they were getting, like, they were providing before.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you very much for sharing your day. All the best to you and your team. Your family, stay safe. And we'll have a yarn soon. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much, Trevor. Thank you very much. Have a good time.
You too. Bye-bye. Diddly Yarn there with Uday Yedav, PhD candidate in public health, Centre for Primary Health Care and Equity, University of New South Wales Medicine. So the COVID-19, a double blow for chronic disease patients, and that's the message going out there to people with chronic disease. The patients is for our families and friends to be looking after our patients. Isolation, best medicine we got, because they're under a lot of stress in regard to their chronic disease. But COVID-19 hits, and we're talking about a pandemic that could escalate into a syndemic, as Uday Yadav, PhD, has mentioned there. So we need to take care, look after ourselves, and the best medicine we got is isolation, abiding by the rules. Have your say, Yana Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully Run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. BBM, Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM, 1-800-422-416. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out, NERS team. Thank you very much.
We kick you off the jetty. get too sad. See what I mean?
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning service, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brett Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Now, 50,000 donated items in the last 6 months via Givits Indigenous Program. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Tamaya Hennaway, a Givit Indigenous Engagement Officer on the line. Tamaya, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming along to the program, my sister. Just confirming, Tamaya. How you pronounce it?
Tamaya.
Okay, my sister. And now let the mob know who your mob. Where you from, Tamaya?
So I'm a Birragubba woman, but I was born and raised here down in Brisbane.
All right, fantastic. So we're talking about 50,000 donated items. First of all, let the mob know who is Givits and the Indigenous program. Tell us about that, and let's talk about the 50,000 donated items.
Yeah, so Givit is a national online charity. We kind of act like a charity for charities. Mm. So services, organisations, charities let us know through our website what they are needing by the people that they're supporting and the communities that they're supporting. And then Givit works to match donated items from the general public and corporate. And we use donated funds to purchase those items that are needed.
So it sounds like a all-year-round Santa Claus, yep.
It is, and that's actually how the job was sold to me as well. You pretty much play Santa.
And how long have you been in the role that you're enrolled in, Engagement Officer?
I came on at the beginning of the year, so 2nd of January, and the National Indigenous Support Program started last year.
Too deadly. They say the best exercise for your heart is when you're bending down, lifting somebody up. And sounds like that's what Givits Indigenous Program is doing. Tell us about the 50,000 donated items and how do people donate. But let's talk about the items first, please.
Yeah, so they're items that were requested all across the country. It's all essential material items, so white goods, beds, mattresses, food vouchers, toys, kitchen utensils, any of those material essential items, they have been coordinated through our website to people who are struggling, facing various hardships,
yes.
Especially during COVID as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, and everything's done, again, through our website. So when you jump online, you can actually search to see what items are needed in your local area.
Fantastic. And offices, where do I give its offices, where they situate?
Our head office is in Brisbane in Bowen Hills, and then we have engagement offices based across the country. So because we're online, it doesn't matter if we're not up in Cairns, we still have the connection with services and groups up there.
Yes.
So we're very well connected across the country.
Fantastic. So people donate, what do they need to donate? And then does Givit pick the items up from this so-called place and take it back to the warehouse and then ship it out? Is that how it works?
No, so it's all online. So basically charities register with us and then they make requests on the website for what they need. Mm. And then when people jump online, if they have something there that they can donate, they just follow the prompt to donate that item. And once they've donated, their details and the charity's details are exchanged so that they can coordinate between themselves. Pick up or drop off.
All right. So you're the go-between, so to speak.
We're just doing the connecting part of it.
Yes.
But if we do use funds to purchase items that are needed, we use 100% of donated funds and we purchase as locally as possible as well. So we try and
support locals
in the community.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Fantastic. So how do people get in touch with Givit?
All through our website, Givit, givit.org.au. If there is something that you're needing answered, there we've got an email address. Just click as an email and it'll get passed on. So for Queensland, I'll be one of your engagement officers, and I'll be able to get in touch with you once you've made your inquiry.
And to me, exactly as it sounds, give it. Let's give it. Give it out.
Give it,
share
it
with the mob.
Exactly.
I think it's beautiful. Well, thank you very much for sharing. Listen, all the best to you and your deadly team. Your family, stay safe, and great for the heart. Give it. Thank you very much, Tamia.
Thank you, and happy NAIDOC for next week.
All the best, my sister. Happy NAIDOC.
Bye.
Deadly young there. Tamia Hennaway, Give It Indigenous Engagement Officer, and they've received, 50,000 donated items in the last 6 months via the Give It's Indigenous program. So for you mob out there, if you want to give out, then fantastic. Get in touch with giveit.org.au, and give it is G-I-V-I-T, that is, .org.au. If you're donating something, or if you're requiring anything, if you need something, get in touch with Give It. Go online, find out what is on their webpage, what items they do have. Or if you're asking for something that's not there, then 50,000 items, has got to be something you want there. But if not, then communicate with them. They are the go-between in regarding the people who are needing and the people who are giving. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Get it together, you mob. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Yarn Up with the Bully Run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Big shout out to Big Red, the deadly big brother up there in Mariba. He's got a CrossFit gym up there. And he just heard me yarning on radio the other day and give me a big shout out. So big shout out back, brother. So all your brothers and sisters up there want to get fit in Mariba, check it out. Go and talk to Big Red. Too deadly. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong.
On your mom, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, to Choppy and Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yana with the Bully Run, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba, Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to News, National Digital Radio Service. So that number again, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well for your keyboard warriors, BBM 987 FM. Have you saying Yana up strong. Big shout out, thumbs up for Queensland. Thank you very much. State of Origin defeated the Blues last night, 18-14. Very controversial in regarding the last couple of seconds there, and Kafusi got sent off and sort of hesitated going off the field. And then they played on, and time was cut short. The Blues feel in regard to the siren going off and referee calling the game off before the siren. I don't know. So they're saying they want to axe the referee now. So that's the statement. And also to see Wayne Bennett shake booty in the dressing room there after the game. So that was the baby Maroons, they called them, but they got through, and they weren't fazed by the so-called deadly team of New South Wales. And even Joey Johns has called. Calling about deleting some of the axing some of the players who are in the Blues, especially even the halves. So there is the conversation there. But tell us what your thoughts are in regard to the State of Origin. Maybe you want to yarn about that, or yarn about what's happening in your neck of the wood, your business, your organisation. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416. They say if the music's the essence of life, then play on. Well, we're going to have Dilly yarn now with Dilly Jeremy Maru from Buzz Maru and talk about the Back on Tools tour on the line. We've got Jeremy, my brother. Very good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. How are you? I'm really well.
Good, brother. Good, good. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I'm a proud Torres Strait Islander from Murray Island. All my family's up there. If they're listening, g'day.
G'day. Represent Two Daily, my brother. Back on the Tools tour. So it's about to head down, butt up, and jam all the way, eh?
It is. It is. It's been a while. You know, we've just done one-off things here and there, but it's just good to be back on the road, to be honest. Yeah.
Mm.
We're first show tonight, and we've got a couple more. All up the North Queensland, our favourite part of the world.
Exactly. And look, it's probably a good place to be travelling at this point in time and keep away from southern states in regards to what's happening with COVID-19. But I think the heat does well in regarding containing the virus. So I think it's a good place to do tours here in North Queensland, brother.
Oh, I totally agree. And, you know, we're not from too far down the road, central Queensland.
Yes.
We love the heat. We love the humidity and the weather and the afternoon storms and everything about it. So, yeah, an excuse to get back up here is, you know, we don't need too many of you.
Too deadly, brother. You guys have been around for a while now, Busby and Maru. So tell us how it all happened, how it got together. Does Busby owe you money, or how did it happen, or did you borrow his lawnmower, you still got it? Tell us how it all started.
Now, look, we're both from Rockhampton, obviously. It's not a big town. Everybody knows everybody. We both had the same interests, you know. Both loved football, both loved fishing. He went to St. Brendan's School down the beach and I went to a school in Rockhampton. And, we played footy. And I guess after school, we started a little band together. And and it's kind of, we kind of haven't looked back. It's, we, you know, we've done it full time nearly for 15 years.
That's right, brother.
It's just gone so quick, you know.
Enjoying that journey by the sounds of the thing too, Jeremy.
Oh, loving every bit of it, man. You're like, seriously, it's the best job in the world. We don't take anything for granted, and we're blessed to get to do what we do, to do what we love doing.
Fantastic. You probably got no connection down that way. David Dow, Dubby, who's down there in Rocky, cousin of mine, and you guys have jammed many times together, and it's that's what happens in the musical industry, the music world. You have connections across the globe, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it goes without saying, and you'd understand, you know, people say, oh, how do you get into music? You know, that's one of the questions we get asked most, and I just say, look, as a black fella, it's you don't get into it, it's culture. It's in our blood.
Exactly.
Song and dance is our storytelling, and that's something that is special about our culture.
Well, even if you're starting off outside Woolworths doing buskering, you know, it's just the love is there, and you put it out there, and it takes you where you need to go, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%, yeah, and it does, and we've been lucky enough to travel the world and travel this amazing country doing playing music.
Mm. So, Nubba Noram, I've got the Reef song coming up here. Tell us a bit about that before I play it, brother.
A special one. So Nubba Noram means, hey, let's go to the reef.
Yes.
And when you're up in the islands, that's something you do regularly. Obviously, you know the words from the famous song, Taba Nubba Noram.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
it's a special song. We actually went up to Murray Island, and we recorded this. And, you know, if you listen to it closely, you can hear the actual traditional drums in it that we recorded on the beach with our old aunties and uncles. And we went to the school and built a school, the Shakers, we call Gora. And it was just an amazing experience for me to get back to, my homeland. And
yes.
to take Tom and our producer up there too was a special moment for me and them.
Mm. So it's beautiful, brother. Like I said, and taking you back home to country as well, you know, that empowers you and gives you that energy to continue on. So a great connection, brother.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, no, it's song and dance. Murray Island, that's all they do. They sit around, we sing around and sing, like most places. And it was not different this time, this trip back, but yeah.
Too deadly, my brother. Well, looking forward to hearing it, so I'll play it here, Nubba Noram, the Reef Song. Great talking with you, as always, Jeremy. All the best to Busby. Keep doing what you do, my brother, and stay in touch, hey, cuss?
Thanks, Bella. We'll see you soon.
Okay, yo.
Yo.
Too deadly, beautiful yarn, Jeremy Monroe. So have a listen to the deadly track here, Nubba Noram, the Reef Song by Busby Monroe, Too Deadly.
The monkey to echo.
We were born to the soul of deep diving pearls, left the straight sailing over top of Cairo. See, well, fell to earth. Good sugar cane. Heard the whistle calling from a railroad train. Your story feels like home to me. My wonders, I think I will see. Wish I could hear you play for us one more time with the boys' chorus, strumming ten guitars and dancing to the drum. The kids will. I think I'll see.
Yeah, Too Deadly. Busby Maru. Naba Norim. Hope you enjoyed that. The Reef song here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarnam Strong, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with Yarnam. We've got Tony Gibbs. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Yeah, I'm...
You there?
I'm down at the Green Patch, mate.
Oh, you're down there, are you? How's things?
Well, they've just had a live testing here. They tested the early warning flood siren, and there's people everywhere, and I've got all the posters up again. They take them down, I put them up. It's okay.
Sounds like a standoff, Mexican standoff. It's like a Trump and Biden like thing.
no one's hassling me, and good. There was TV coverage yesterday. I won't mention the TV station. I know the rules.
Yeah.
But I'm devastated to what they did, mate, because... I'm just so devastated because in Gordonvale too, well, I support the local businesses there that want the rest area open, and they're getting a petition going, and that's really good.
Are they against it, are they?
Well, you know, they were getting business out of it, and now the people can't come here. Well, there's a lot of them campers. I've been talking to them this morning. They can't come here anymore, so they've been up in town in Norman Park there and meeting the people and having good relationships. And there's people been coming to the Green Patch here for a share. They can still have a share.
Mm.
It's just locked up. But yesterday, you know, like, I called the TV station, and they called me at 9:05, and I was down here at 10:10. I couldn't find a comb. I didn't have a cup of tea or a cigarette. I raced down here, and they questioned me for a long time on cultural things. But when the news thing came on, when it came on the news, they didn't mention the cultural side of it. They just really used it me and put me on they didn't mention...
Sound like they hijacked the conversation.
Or anything, and I felt really abused and abused, and they didn't mention anything about Murray things. I'm really disgusted in what they did, and they questioned me a lot about my on camera.
Aboriginality, your connection.
A lot of detail, and asked me about my connection to Murray, and I said, yeah, well, nearly 40 years with my family here. And they had all that thing, and they just... they didn't even show a proper picture of the fly or any half of it, and they sort of sent to me, and they put me in as being just a supporter for the opening of the camping area. They didn't mention the riverbank. They left out the cultural thing, and that I find that really, really disgusting.
And they told half the story, is what you're saying.
Another TV station that might put the true story, what I'm about, out.
I don't. Can you hear me? I don't think so.
Hello.
Yeah, that's Tony Gibbs there. He's calling from the Green Patch, a warrior in regard to opening up the riverbanks down there at Gordonvale, a beautiful area, but it's been all closed off, and he's been fighting in a good sense, and not in a physical sense, but in a verbal sense and a poster sense, fighting for his rights there. But look, feeling your pain there, my brother, and add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Yarnam with the Bully on Trevor Tim. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM and Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
To pay tribute to all the women across this land. We want to say thank you. It's because of you we can. You raised us from babies to the people we are today. Footprint in the sand. From the
The old days were harder, but you stood up for our rights. The next generation, they are strong because of you. Now we raise our voices and sing this song to you. Because of her,
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, to Delhi Mob, don't move that dial. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, a voice for our people, so do use it. But it's come to the time where Murray got to sign off. You Mob, back in the hot seat again tomorrow. Keep the yarns going strong and do add to the conversation, a powerful tool for our mob, and talk about all topics here, a voice for our people. Big shout out to the First Nation radio stations across the network, Delhi Black Network across this country, and yarning up strong for our mob, all our music, all our yarns, all our storytelling, and the truth from a black side, so to speak. But all is here for your daily program, National Talk Black. Murray Gunasano, thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic, you mob. Abide by the rules, no vaccine. So do what you need to do, you mob. Stay tuned. Too deadly.
We believe porridge, I'm going insane. We believe porridge gonna wreck my brain. Stir in treacle, make them taste sweet. Put them along the stove and turn them up heat. Milk from powder tin, milk from goat. We believe porridge, pour them down throat. Mission food, sent from heaven, must be good. Mm-mm, mission food, sent from heaven, must be good. Never mind the weevils, never mind the taste. Missionary sheepmen say, don't you waste. We will eat porridge, make them pretty strong. Put them along a damn fire, you can't go wrong. Mm-mm, mission food, sent from heaven, must be good. Mm-mm, mission food, sent from heaven, must be good. Bless him, little weevil, and bless him, little me. We've been long a trick him, just you see. Catch him, little weevil, put him in the tea. Only while I drink him up, missionary. Mm-mm, mission food, sent from heaven, must be good. Mm-mm, mission food, sent from heaven, must be good. Shh. Protect a heathen, come and give us daily ration. Cook him plenty food for him, them weevils we've been mashing. Weevils in the sago, weevils in the rice. Protect a heathen lung a saint. Mmm, tastes nice.
Hey.
Check it out, Joe. Yeah, boss. Tell her. I'm about to throw a rap, Mr. Nikolai Toby. Roaming around town. You don't wanna know me. See no changes coming to school and rapping it out. Chillin' while I'm busting my rap. Pick up, 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 pick up,
and a dab on the microphone. Pick up, pick up, pick up, bring it back on the track. Doing on the boys, just kicking the rap. Just bam, bam, as you go with the flow. Tell your brother, roll, rap the rap on the road.
Roller, running around, popping his shoulder. Hold us, tough little brother like a soldier. Doing on the follow, which way gonna win? Don't worry about the mother followers, chuck them in the bin. If they don't know Bryson, I'ma sting them like a bee. Look at me, run the streets like an aborigine. Then I go and see all my little homies. If you think you got a deadly rap, you better show me.
Pick up, pick up, pick up, bring it back on the track. Doing on the boys, just kicking the rap. Just bam, bam, as you go with the flow. Tell your brother, roll, rap a rap on my bro. Pick up, pick up, pick up, bring it back on the track. Doing on the boys, just kicking the rap. Just bam, bam, as you go with the flow. Tell your brother, roll, rap a rap on my bro.
Just what heaven must be like.